Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 4, you will hear stories from our fifth collection, Trouble. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Seismic Shifts by Wendy A. Miller. My son's first year of college ended unceremoniously on a recent Wednesday. The next morning, he went to his job handing hamburgers out a window. I thought, wow, he is adulting. It should have been a high-five parenting moment for me and my husband, but I felt queasy. Like I had experienced a slight tremor, a tectonic plate shift in our parent-child relationship that I was not ready to acknowledge. The aftershocks left me filled with dread for September. Zachary, our only child, had the distinction of being a member of the class of 2020, which meant the worldwide pandemic hijacked spring of his senior year, prom, graduation, and other rites of passage. But we moved on, focusing our attention on the fall when he would fly the nest by leaving for college. Our trouble began when his university shut down its dorms and went to all online classes. It was a disappointment for us all. I wanted to wallow in sadness, get on my back, wiggle around in disappointment, like when our beagle rolled in dung. But experience reminded me that the stench of self-pity repels people, and that for many the virus foiled much more than plans. So instead, I put on my mom jeans and reassured Zachary he wouldn't get left behind as he watched other friends leave for college. Staying at home and attending online college was plan B, but good would come from it. The school year took off with turbulence. His university is on the East Coast. We live in the Pacific time zone, which meant his 9 a.m. class started at 6 a.m. More bumps came when he didn't get his desired classes. The online experience lacked camaraderie. Without peer conversations, he couldn't gauge his progress, which stressed him out. Plus, the pandemic limited his social activity to online video games primarily. Let's just say that when we saw him around feeding times, he was moody and communicated mostly in caveman grunts. As the year advanced, we all made strides. Zachary started a job at a local fast food restaurant, which helped him get out of the house. His first semester grades encouraged him. But while he mastered big responsibilities, I puzzled over his getting stuck on small tasks. He was reluctant to make doctor appointments, pick up prescriptions, and go on his own to get a haircut. It took all I could muster, but I vowed to zip my lips from commenting and rescuing. So I vented my frustrations to my mom friends, who had similar struggles with their own college-age kids. An article shed some light on the task avoidance phenomenon we were experiencing. Psychologist Mark McConville, author of Failure to Launch, explained the transition from adolescence to adulthood requires a dramatic shift in identity. He said it wasn't unusual for transitioners to avoid the small symbolic administrative task of adult responsibility. He suggested it stemmed from a fear that adults wouldn't take them seriously, so they avoided doing the task. With me taking this to heart, instead of telling my son to make the appointment, he and I talked through what questions the doctor's office might ask. He felt more comfortable making the call. Once he had success, it motivated him to tackle other minor adult obligations. When he went to get his COVID vaccination, I expected to go with him. His reply, "I could do it myself," made me smile, but with a twinge of pain as a parenting string ripped from me. As his adult identity evolved, my role shifted from emphasis on nurturer-enforcer to consultant-encourager. I have cherished this bonus year with my son. We've shared some sweet moments. When we lost power for 5 days during an ice storm, our family laughed as we played a board game by flashlight every evening, a memory we would not have had if he were at college. When his university announced that classes would be in person in the fall, to my surprise, I wasn't jumping up and down with delight. I confided in my next-door neighbor my change in attitude about Zachary leaving. "Maybe you've gained more than you expected this year," she said, "and perhaps you're mourning the thought of losing it." Watching him grow in maturity was something I would have done from a distance if it were not for the pandemic. The ground shake is more intense closer to the epicenter. I will always be his mom, but it's time to shift my identity, shed the mom jeans, buy some trendy, slim, low-rise bootcut jeans, or maybe just a pair that fit me perfectly, match them with some heeled booties, and step out in the world as just me. At drop-off, my husband and I will celebrate that Zachary doesn't need a push from the nest. He will enjoy the leap and soar. Copyright 2021, Wendy A. Miller. Wendy A. Miller lives in Portland, Oregon. She is a member of Taste Life Twice Writers. Her story, Mom Conquers Volcano, appeared in Luck and Opportunity from the Personal Story Publishing Project and was featured in 6 Minute Stories podcast. Other work has been in Adelaide Literary Magazine, Quail Bell Magazine, and Grown and Flown, Tiny Seed Literary Journal, Anthology Forest, August 3, 2021, and the weekly Avocet, number 450, have published her poetry. Her website is wendyamiller.com. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a new feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 5 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.